Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, towards the end of Masechta, brings down Tanya, and Shimon ben Loza Ima. Ezra Tikkun Lahem LeYisrael, Sheyukarim Knoli Shebetoyas Koyanim, Koydim Atzeres. Yeshiva Mishnatoya Koydim Rosh Hashanah. Ezra was Masechin, that the Tichoch is a Pashas Kisovoi, and the Tichoch is a Pashas Bukhukoysai, works out every year that we line them before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. Says Gemara, my Tama. Says the Gemara, Kadei Shetich LaHashanah V'Kilu LeYisrael, that we should finish off the year with the Klolis, and we should start a new year with the Brachas. So therefore, we line the Klolis before we finish off the Klolis of Pashas Kisovoi before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Bishleima Mishnah Torah, Bishleima the Klolis of Sefer Devarim. We're finishing off the years before Rosh Hashanah, so therefore we understand why we want to line the klolis before Rosh Hashanah. The klolis of Sefer Vayikra, or Parshas Bechukosai, to line them before Shavuos, Otu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, is Shavuos regarded as Rosh Hashanah? So Gemara says, "In yes, Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah," and it brings down the Mishnah that the Dan Atzvoch was done on Atzeres for the Paris. I call Bonin from this Gemara, we see that Ezra, who was Masada, how we line, which Parshas, which Sedras we line, which weeks, was Mechaven it specially in a way that it should fit into the Jewish calendar. That we finish off lining certain Sedras before certain Yom Tovim, certain times of the year. If we take out the Luach, and we look, we'll see that Rosh Chodesh Elul falls every year on the week of Shabbos Parshas Shoftim. All the years it works out like that. So it must be that Ezra had a cheshbon that he wanted Parshas Shoftim to be connected with Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we're going to try to see if we can find some sort of connection. There's a medrash in this week's Sedra. The medrash starts off Shoftim v'Shoftim. On the pasuk Shoftim v'Shoftim v'Dizlecha, the medrash says like this. A melech had lots of children. And he loved his youngest one. His youngest one was very special for him. And he had one orchard. He had many fields, but he had one orchard. And he liked this orchard. This orchard, he felt very connected to it, and he liked it more than he liked all the other properties that he had. Omer HaMelech, Noisin ani es ha-pardes hazeh she-ani oyev mikol ma she-yeshli. And this pardes, this orchard, which I love it more than all the other things that I have, I'm going to give it libni ha-kotten to my youngest son. She-ani oyev mikol bo naiv, I like him, I love him more than all my other children. Kach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all the nations that I've created, I only love Yisrael. That means the possible. From all the things that I've created, I only like Din Mishpat. So it comes out that this inyan of shevtim and shevtim, you've got to make judges, you've got to make shevtim, you've got to make shevtim, that please have the people who are standing on top of us, is ba'etzem a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a limited thing, it's not something to be heavy on us, it's a matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very precious by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given that to us as a matana. The Shloh says, so they say B'Shem the Shloh, that every person has got seven sha'orim. Titin l'cho b'chol sha'orecho. Titin l'cho, to you personally, b'chol sha'orecho. Every person has got seven sha'orim. What are the seven sha'orim? It's two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and a mouth. And that is where we're supposed to be putting Shaftim Meshaytim Titim Bechol. We're supposed to put these Shaftim Meshaytim Bechol Sha'arecha on our own personal Sha'arim. And as it carries on afterwards, the Pasuk Leisata Mishpat, Leisaki, Leisaki Ponim, it's all Beloshin Yochid, not Beloshin Rabbim. That the beginning, the first Pasuk. In other words, it's a personal thing for everybody for themselves. And the same Medrash carries on another few lines. Amar Hashmochu Yisrael, Bonai, Chayechem, Mischus Shatem Meshamir Esadin, Ani Misgabo, Misgabo is Loshon of Gvoya, of going up. Minayin Shenema Vayikba Hashem Tzvokis Bamishpot. Validei Shatem Magbim Oisi Badin, through that, and you're uplifting me with the din. Afani Oisi Tzdoka, I'll also do Tzdoka. And I'll put my Kedusha on you. Then it carries on and it finishes off. If you keep both of them, I saw the Shloah Kodesh, this a little bit, we won't go into it too much, but it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up, very, very, very high up, in a place where it's Kuli Rachamim, there's no din there. If Chas V'Sholem, Klal Yisrael, or in the world, they're doing Maisim, which are not correct, you need din, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to leave the high place and goes down towards din. Says Chazal, that the Medrash says that if Yasu Atachtoyim Es Adin Milamato, Ein Adin Nasu Milamalo. If we do din here, in other words, not din klape others, din klape ourselves, and we're mapping ourselves and we're looking after ourselves like we should do, so then there's no tzorich for din lemalo, and Nachash Mocha uplifts himself and goes to the place where it's kulei rachamim. And the result of that is that the Moshe does stocker to us, and we zicher to the gula like the Medrash says. It comes out that this Medrash is changing the look. People think that Elul, Yom Neroim, it's a scary time. It's a black time. It's a heavy time. But this Medrash tells us it's a matana. It's the thing that was the most precious to Rebbeinu Shleilam. He was giving it to his most precious children to give us as a matana for us that we can uplift ourselves and we can get closer to Rebbeinu Shleilam. And like that, we'll be zecher to Stoker and to Geula. The Moshel I've said that many times. To describe it a little bit, to give us the feeling of it more. There was a villager, a farmer, who had, an old man who had never stepped out of his farm, out of his area, 70 years, he's always been working with his animals there. And then he received a letter, he had a very important appointment in the main city. It was a very big job for him, he'd never done that journey before. He was getting excited, after to take a train, he asked how it goes, the first time he's getting on a train. Then finally he arrives in this big city and he gets a shock, gets off the train and he sees these huge buildings, 20, 30 floors high. He'd never seen such a thing before. He stands there, he starts counting the floors. He's just overwhelmed with what he's seeing. Then he starts looking for the address that he needs to get to. And he comes, ends up at a building and he looks at the address and the letterbox outside. He comes out of the office that he had to go to. It was on the 15th floor. He got shocked, 15 floors. I can just about go up one floor with my heart. He stands there, bewildered, he doesn't know what to do. How on earth am I supposed to go up to 15 floors? And somebody comes out of the building, he goes up to him and asks him, what's one do? How does one get up to 15 floors? So the person didn't understand what his problem is. He says, what do you want? There's a lift. He says, a lift? What's a lift? The person really ran off. He goes into the building and he sees a nice, beautiful room with mirrors all around, the lights, and he says on the top of it, lift. He goes inside and he looks around. He sees himself in the mirror. He says, what's he supposed to do there? And suddenly the doors shut on him. He gets a fright. What's this? Is this a trap? What's going on? He tries to push the doors open. It doesn't go. And suddenly the lights go off. Elul is like a lift. If we know how to press the button, we get uplifted and we can go up and up straight up. If we don't use it properly, then it becomes choshech, it becomes dark on us, and it becomes heavy on us. It's a time for us to stop a little and do a little bit of a cheshbon, some sort of thought. And once I had a very nice moshel, I don't want to be marach on that too long. A moshel about a town that had developed and there was a main road going through the town. They couldn't stop the traffic flying through the town. They put up notices, speed limits, all sorts of things. Nothing happened, nothing worked. So finally they got the idea to put ramps put bumps, ramps along the road. There's nothing you can do with that. The car just jumps over, it bumps on it. You've got no brake, it's got to go slower. Elul is like a ramp for us to stop and think a little and not just run through our life without any thoughts. There's another interesting medrash in this week's Sefer, a famous medrash. It's based on the Pasuk of Mishlei. It says, the Pasuk of Mishlei, Shleim HaMelech said, Lech el namara otzel, re'ei do'acheha v'chacham. Go to the namara, to the ant, study, re'ei, think into his ways, do'acheha v'chacham, and make yourself cleverer. Ashe'ei lo kotzin shoita u'moshel. The namara doesn't have a kotzin. A kotzin is a sergeant, a shoita, a policeman, or moshel doesn't have anybody who's moshel on him. Tochin bekayitz lachmo, and the namara, the ant, prepares in the summer its bread, its food. Ogra b'kotzin machole, machola, and it gathers in the spring, it gathers its food. That's what the Medrash said. That's the pasuk. So the Medrash goes into detail. It's very interesting. The Medrash says, "Hanamola azu shloisha batim yeshlo." This namola has got three houses. Stoma means three floors. Ve'ena kineses ba'elyon. That doesn't stock, doesn't bring in the chitin that the namola gathers. It doesn't stock it on the top floor. Mifnei adarah, because of the rain that rains in. Ve'lei betachtoin, and not on the bottom floor. Mifnei hatina, because of the dampness that comes up from the ground. Ela ba'emtsoi, it stocks it in the middle floor. I saw in the Svarim, the Masbid, that this is as a moshul, it's Shlomo HaMelech was saying as a moshul, we should learn that, how we should approach our Yiddishkeit, how we should approach our Torah. So the three levels, the Rama always is Yadur, the Rama always says, the person should go in the Derech HaEmtsoi, should go in the middle way, shouldn't be extreme in any way. But I saw an extra pshat here that also Torah has to be protected, not be in a place where there's dampness, where there's things that are ruined, that can spoil the Torah. Not be in the place where they can get hashpahs, it rains in, it gets hashpahs from outside, and things can come in from there. It should be in the middle where it's protected and won't get damaged. This namola only lives for 6 months. An ant eats the sachakoil, one grain and a half of chitin, and lives for 6 months. And he's busy the whole summer gathering food. Everything he can lay his hands on, he'll schlep it in and store it for the future. Says the Medrash. Sha'amra, the Namara says, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me a gzeir, I'll live long, I'll have long life. And the Medrash guys don't bring the Maisa Hoya. They found in the bowl of the namala, shalosh meis kol. It's a huge amount. Some of the Foshim say it's an exaggeration. It's for the mesogim of the namala, but Akol Bonim is a huge amount. That's what they gathered from the chayitz, from the winter, from the summer, for the winter. Go and learn from the namala how to be a chacham. And you as well should prepare yourself from Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. That's the first chelif of the Medrash. And as we said, we're learning from there how to protect ourselves, to prepare the Torah, to gather Torah and mitzvahs, but it's not enough just to gather the Torah and mitzvahs. We have to put it in the Derech HaEmtsoi, in the middle way where it's protected from damage from outside. And then the Medrash carries on, also a Yadua Dika Medrash. The Medrash carries on. Says, the namola runs away from gezel. There's one namola on its way that was gathering grains, it dropped one grain. And all the other namolim, all the other ants were coming along, went past it, and they saw this grain and they wanted to take it. And they smelt it and they realized that it's already been touched by another namala. And all the other ants didn't touch it, didn't take it. It's very interesting. try to imagine such a thing as something, but people would go along the street, they'll see something lying in a hefka, and they could realize that somebody else has touched it, they would run away from it, they wouldn't touch it. Well, Chazal tell us that's how the Namala works. Bo Oiso, Sho Oiso Shalom, and then the original ant came and took it, V'noch Oiso. And that says, finishes off the Medrash, Re'ei Chochma Sheyesh Bo V'chol HaShvach Hazeh Sheyesh Bo Sholay Lomdo Miberia. All this Shvach that there is in this ant is that the ant did not learn from other creatures. That's got it in its teva, and the ant itself behaves like that. It doesn't get hashbar from others. V'loy shefet, v'loy shoyto yeshlo. And as it said in the Pasuk, that it hasn't got a kotzin, and hasn't got a shoyto, and hasn't got a moishlo. This ant doesn't not gallop because he's scared that somebody's going to catch him. This ant doesn't gallop because that's his nature. He doesn't gallop, and he doesn't have shefetim and shoytim on him. Shenema she'ela kotzin shoyto moishlo loysom. Atem sheminisim lachem, says the Medrash, you Klal Yisrael, that I was appointed you with shevtim v'shevtim malachas kama v'kama shetishmu lahem heve, and that's the pasuk shevtim v'shevtim titen l'chol b'chol sha'arecha. So the Medrash is telling us that we have to learn to shevtim v'shevtim, the fact that we've got a tzivur of the Torah shevtim v'shevtim malachas kama v'kama, we have to be like the Namala. I heard B'Shem Reb Tzim Bamberg of Ashkiach in Polovich, that the Chaya, if we look at around the world, there's thousands of different creatures which ganav, they don't have these chukim. Why on earth should I learn from the Namola dafka not to ganav? So he says that as Yadua, Asha Osra Lekim Esa Odom Yosha, the Akshbocha created the man with a straight seichel. It's only afterwards that Behemo Bikshu Cheshbonis Rabim, that people look and make all different sorts of Cheshbonis. But the Sechel La'odom is Yosha. If we see a creature that is behaving on a straight way, on a glatter way, then it's poshut that we learn from him how to behave. Elech Alami, there's many other creatures around, but we're going to learn from the one that our Sechel will teach us that's the correct way to behave. The pasuk carries on. Leisata mishpot, leisaki ponim, veleisikach sheichat. These are halachas that the pasuk gives us that lechayim negea to the shevetim v'shevetim how to behave. We see here how the Torah goes into the dakkus of the dakkus, into the very fine point of feelings of people. Rashi brings down. Rashi explains what's veleisaki ponim. Says Rashi. Even at the times of the Tainas, when they're sitting in the Bezdin and they're arguing, and each one saying the Tainas, as horror on the dying is as horror on the dying and on the judge, he's not allowed to be a little bit strained, a little stronger on one than he is on the other. He has to give both of them the same feeling, smile to both of them, be warm to both of them, or be cold to both of them, but have the same feeling to both of them. You're not allowed to have one of them standing and one of them sitting. Why? When the person who's being judged, he sees that the dying is mechabed his friend, his tainas get blocked. We see a gemaltik gezach, how sensitive a person is. You see, this person's come to a din Torah, he's obviously prepared himself well. He's got all his papers, he's all his tainus, he knows what he wants. And he's standing here in front of the dayanim, and then he sees that the dayan is smiling a little bit more to the other one. The dayan is being a little bit, he seems to be a bit more friendly to the other one. It can do ad kedekach, that he can push a block off his mind. He won't be able to say out his tainus, and the psaktim will come out incorrect. That's how dakistic the Torah goes into the very fine feelings of people. In this week's session, we've come across a few things like that. There's another pasuk further on where it says that when the Klal Yisrael are going out to the mechama, it says "Gedibru Ashechim Elaom Leimoy Miyo Ish Asher Bon Abayis Chodosh Veloy Chonchoy Yelech VeYishem LeBeisik Panyobas VeMechama Mishachay Yechlechena." Somebody who's built a new house and he hasn't yet been mechalach, he hasn't gone into his house yet, then he should go home and you should not go out to the war. Why? Perhaps he'll die, he'll be killed in the war, and then somebody else will be mechanech his house. Rashi says that on the spot. It's something of agmes nefesh. That's what Rashi explains. L'chay is very shver. We're talking about this person has been killed in the war, and somebody else is renewing his house. He's not there anymore. Where's the agmes nefesh? It's really la'ach ha'maisa. So the Gohar, the Maral, says a very interesting thing. V'im toim adai b'zeh shema yomus b'amilchoma, amai nafke mina. What's enough to mean if somebody else is mechanech it or not? He's dead already. The Yira says the Guaria, Mishum Shiyesh Odom, Mishul Sha'acha Yikach Shaloi, Cholash Da'ata Yodov. There can be a person that he'll feel that I've built the house, I've put in Makuchas, he's waiting for the opportunity to move into his nicely redone up house. And then he suddenly realizes he's going out to war, who knows, maybe somebody else will move in instead of me. Cholash Da'ata Yodov. He'll get chalish nadas from it. It'll affect him and give him agmas nefesh. And so what? This is before he's been killed. Just the thought that he might not be able to do, somebody else is going to have the anah of all that being mashkiah here. U'bishmil cholash da'at ha'yolov, ishulei mazolei, u'meis ba'milchom. Because of his chalish nadas, he's feeling depressed, and he gets a bad mazel, and he gets killed in the war. The fact that this person is feeling miserable, he's feeling low, he's feeling that somebody else is going to gain from what he's done, and he's not going to have the anah, that can cause him to feel miserable, and that can cause him that he's going to die in the war. After that, we see how the Torah is going to, we're talking about going out to Milchama, you need soldiers, you need people to help us. We can't afford to lose any soldiers. And here the Torah for such a little thing. So what? He's going to say, pull yourself together. No, the Torah doesn't say pull yourself together. The Torah goes in and understands his feelings. The Torah doesn't say don't be stupid. The Torah understands his feelings and the Torah sends him back home and said, no, don't go out to Milchama. The emphasis is, we've got the same at the end of the parasha with the Edla Arufa. The Edla Arufa, as we Yadua, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol zikni ha'e ahu, ha'krevim el ha'cholol, yurchutzu esidem al ha'egla ha'rufu ha'benachal, v'onu v'onu yodeinu lo'y shofu es adom hazeh, v'einenu lo'y lo'u. And the Pasuk ha'ezan, kapel am ha'yisrael ha'shem putisa. As these came in the Bezdin of the town that's the nearest to the Cholol. They have to come along and they have to say, Yodeinu lo yishofu es adom hazeh. Rashi on the spot says, V'chi yala al dachi, also al alev, is there a hava mina, shezkeinim Bezdin shrifchi domim heim? Elo loy, the Gemara says, Chazal say, loy re'inu, we didn't see him, o patrinu, v'loy mizinus, and we sent him away, without seder l'derech, without food, without being melabe him. Chazal have gone into the feelings of this person, as the Bali Musa say, the Altar of Kel, he says that this person has been sent away without a good feeling, without the feeling that he's wanted. He wasn't given sandwiches for the way. He wasn't given sometimes just a little extra you put in the bag to show that you're missing him. He weren't melava him, even though levoya is sacha koel levoya to be melava him, to accompany him, is sacha koel, apialoch is dalad amis. You don't need more than that. But had he been left with a good feeling, so the son of Michael, then he would have felt confident with himself, he would have felt uplifted, and then when he would have bumped into the Reutzchim, he would have been able to deal with them. He wouldn't have been scared. He would have been able to have the confidence to. It's that interesting that you say, if you know how to do it and you've got confidence, you can scare the Reutzchim off from you. As Chazal tell us that because this visitor left the town without giving him a nice, good feeling, That's what caused him to be killed. Chaya had shver that the pasuk itself says ve'enenu loy ro. We didn't see him. It's chatted that the Bezdin Lechoya didn't see him. So what's the taina on them? They didn't know he was here, Michlal. Why is there a taina? Elamayah, you see from the Pasuk, that a person has to put himself out to see, is there anybody who's a visitor here? Is there anybody who needs a bit of encouraging words? Is that, it's a taina on them that they didn't see him. Thus, why didn't you see him? You should have seen him. And the Bezdin says, we see with Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef, who was in prison for 12 years, for 10 years, what was the Hishtalshus? How did it start off his way of getting out of prison? There was two Arabs with him in prison who had bad dreams, and they woke up in the morning with Ponim Zoyafim. If Yosef would have been a person living in his own four corners, not taking notice of what's going on around him, then he would still be there now. What happened? He saw these two people, they looked disturbed. He got up in the morning and he says, Madua pnechem roim ayon. You don't look good today, what's the matter? And so therefore they let themselves out and they spoke and they told over the chalimah. So that's how the whole ishtalshus of the kudus mitzayim came along. Sometimes we live in our own little four corners and we don't see what goes on around us. And we see how the Torah has gone into the dakas and the dakas of the feeling of a person, how important it is for us to take to realize what's going on around us. I had shver, I don't know if it's correct or not, or I've said this over many times to Talmidim, but I've had shver, l'chira, the Torah tells us that what you do is when you find this cholol, you measure up, and you see which town is the nearest, and then we say these families come from that town, and that town, the Bezdin have to bring the Ebel Arufa. L'maisa, the Gemara is not going to go into it, the Korov, the Roy, if it goes into Lomdus, if it's got a deal with like Chazokas, and but if you want to look at it more, the Muslim Dikim Mahalach, you find the person, he's lying there dead, and you measure up and he's nearer to a town. Who says that he's gone out of that town? Maybe he's already gone over half the way and he's coming closer to the town he's aiming to get to. So maybe, who says that this town is to blame? Maybe he's starting to come from another town, and then the Taka didn't give him Zaynis, didn't give him Levoya, and now he's coming close to this town where he's heading for, and that's where he's found him. I thought in the same sort of Mahalach. This person has left his town, as Chazal tell us, feeling very miserable and very low. He's been shamed. He's lost his whole confidence. He's miyush. He's going along the way. Once he's gone over half the way, and he's coming a bit closer to the town he's aiming to get to, he'll start getting a bit more spirit back again. Maybe in the other town, they'll be mechabed me a little bit more. He's getting closer to the other town. If you bump into the roitzchim on the way, then he'll be able to deal with them. If he didn't manage to, there's a simon, he's still in the first half of his journey. And that's the case, and then in the town that's nearest, that's the town that has to deal with him. There was a maisa in Eretz Yisrael, a top doctor, a surgeon, and there was a woman who needed to have an operation. And being from the Charedi Sha'ilam, went around the back door, and they managed to get connections with this doctor in Protexia, that he'll do the operation. So it wasn't a terrible operation, but every operation's got a sakana sachayim in it. And he did this operation. A day or two after the operation, the woman's matzah deteriorated terribly. And she was mamish, they were scared it was coming to sakana sefashas mamish. And they couldn't understand what happened. It wasn't such a serious operation. And they looked into it and said, you know, the askolim, the rabbonim were involved there. And they found that they discovered something very interesting. This surgeon, top surgeon, he had his private clients, his private patients. And every day he did a few operations on his private patients. And then during the mornings, he would make his round in the hospital and go around just to his own personal patients. Come in, good morning, how are you? Are you feeling better? Are you improving? This lady was lying in the department there, and she saw those lying in the beds next to her. I had this doctor coming in and asking, how are you feeling? How are things going? And she was transparent. The doctor didn't see her, Michlal. Ignored her. So they went to the doctor. I think they paid him a bit. And they asked him to be misyachester, give her a bit of attention. Within 2 or 3 days, she was out of hospital. It's unbelievable how sensitive people are. And it's not a chisor. We see the Torah is built up partial shlemis on this sensitivity that there are about people. The Torah demands from us that we've got to take notice to these things. There's another medrash in this week's Sedra. The medrash says, starts off Shaftim v'shoitrim. Boy Urei Shesh Mailis Hoyo Lekisi Shel Shlema. The Kise, the throne of Shlema, had on it 6 steps. Obapashuzu, and in this week's Sedra, Suvim Shisho Dvorim B'loi Sasa. We've got the beginning of the Pasha, 6 Lavim B'loi Sasa. Ve'elu heim, le'isata mishpot, le'isaki ponim, le'isika ha'sheichat, le'isita l'cho ha'sheira, le'isokim l'cho ha'matzeva, le'isizbach l'ashem l'gecho shoy v'seh. He's right at the beginning of the parasha, we've got 6 lavim, one after the other. Says the Medrash, ha'rishisho, you've got 6 here. V'hoyo, ha'kruz oimed l'bnei kisei ha'kovit. It seems that I've missed out something here. And on, so on each step, I had written one of these lavim. On the 6 steps, and each step had written on it one of these lavim. And then, when Shlema, v'hoyo ha'kruz oimed l'fnei kisei shel Shlema, the kruz seems to be the gabbos, or the person who used to be announced, the announcer used to stand there next to the throne. And when Shlema wanted to go up, kivin shoyo oila maila horishona, as soon as he wanted to enter up on the first step, hoyo kruz le'sata mishpot. He used to read out, shout out the apostle, le'sata mishpot. Ma'alav shniya, ha'yokoyres le'isaki ponim. Shlishis, ha'yokoyres le'isika ha'sheichat. Revi'is, le'isita l'cho ha'sheira. Chamishis, le'isokim l'cho ha'matzeva. Shishis, le'isiz b'chol ha'shem l'kecha. At each step, as Shlomo went up, he read out one of these lav, one of these psukim, one of these azhoras, which ba'etzim these azhoras as are meant for the shiftim and shiftim. But as we also, the pasuk says in the Hemshech of the Parasha, that the melech is also to be shiftim to sa'om. So therefore, the melech, who is supposed to rule on the nation and is supposed to be shaped them. So therefore, Shlomo had these lavim written on his kisa. That's the medrash in this week's Sedra. There's a very similar medrash, more or less the same thing, in Parshas Nosoi, but with a few differences. The medrash says that the view is korban ifnei Hashem sheisha golei son. That's how the medrash starts off in the pasuk there. Keneged vod mitzvah isha melech mutzuva aleihem b'chol yoyim. These 6 korbanos are connected to the 6 mitzvahs that the melech is mitzvah on them. Elohein, lo yabba lo yinoshim, it's also this, etc. Lo yabba, rak lo yabba lo yisusim, v'kesef zov lo yabba lo yin. These are 3 mitzvahs that only negate to the melech, which are this, etc. as well. Then it carries on, lo yisata mishpot, v'lo yisaki ponim, v'lo yisikach shrichat, the same that we mentioned beforehand. Sheish keneged sheish mailis lekisa. Shoya oila leishiv al mailo, which he went leishiv al mailo. So Shlomo HaMelech once wanted to go up, it seems that it wasn't just some steps. It seems it was each place you could sit on them. It was steps that were made that were comfortable enough, that were big enough that you could sit on them. So when Shlomo HaMelech went up, he wanted to sit on the first step. Akruz yetzer v'oima lo yabba lo yinoshim. All the nations may be shnia, a cruise the yitzer v'ayim aloy layab aloy susim. Same idea, but we're talking about different psukim. Leisha v'ayim aloy shlishis, a cruise the yitzer v'ayim aloy kesef azov layab aloy moed. All the nations may be revis, a cruise the yitzer v'ayim aloy sata mishpot, the chamishis v'ayim aloy sakim bonim, and the shishis aloy sikach shoychat. L'chaya, what's going on here? It's a starker stira between the 2 midrashim. I saw the Shlach Kodesh, the Arichus speaks about it very nicely. I don't want to go into the whole Arichus. What he says is like this. He says that the 3 mitzvahs, three mitzvahs that the melech is mitzvah, which the simon is nesech. Nesech is noshim, susim, and kesef. Nesech. It says,
there's reasons behind them. As we see, Shlomo HaMelech, he had a reason behind it. In fact, he took the Nashim, and they were matter him from the matter of Ovi. So he says that, take the first one, Noshim. The reason why Melech shouldn't be Arba Noshim is that they shouldn't be Matan Levovoi. So that goes to parallel together with Leisata Mishpat. Leisata Mishpat is also that he shouldn't go offline, he should go with the Mishpat. And that comes from a Sata Liboy. Says the Shlo, that the both Lavim are really the same thing. It's not two separate things. Yabba Kesef, he says, somebody who runs after money, he'll definitely take Sheikhat. So for the love of Isika, Sheikhat goes together with the love of Yabba Kesef as well. The love of Susim, he shouldn't have a lot of Susim. The Gemara says, if somebody has a lot of Susim, it makes him feel diverse, makes him feel strong, powerful. And those who feel powerful and strong, Chazal tell us, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who's Lamaila Lamaila, goes down to the Aniya Aniyim. Somebody, the Teva, somebody who is a Baal Gaiva and he thinks himself big and strong, he doesn't go down, he can't belittle himself to take care for the poor people. That is Leisaki Ponim, that he shouldn't be Mechabed, the Oshim, more than the Oni. The Lavim are really parallel one with the other. And both Midrashim are saying the same thing. He goes on weiter, he's Marich more, and he goes into more Protim. But it's not get too complicated to go into the problem here. Akol Bonim, he says that the measure is saying the same thing. All six lam that are mentioned are all fitting to each other, and there's not a stereo between the Midrashim, and that's why the Machriz is loving, because that's the duty of a Melech. There's one interesting point, which I think is good to mention, to use the opportunity to mention it here. We see from these Midrashim here, that there was an Indian in all these six psukim to be one after the other. They all go together as they were put onto the kisse of Shlomo. You see how the Midrashim Amarich and speak about it. I assume that the Elim have heard, or maybe not heard enough about it. It's a Dovi Yadua that the Kapitluch and the Chumash were made by the Goyim, by the Noitzrim. And the Noitzrim, in many places, they tried to put in meanings, either to put in bad meanings, or if not to put in bad meanings, I call upon him to sabotage Chazal. Here is one of the examples. This Kapitel Yud Zayin starts before the sixth lav. When straight after that pasuk, there's a samach, there's a parsha, and it starts a new inyan, and they could have very easily started off the Kapitel Yud Zayin in a pasuk later. But we see here that the Noitzim who made the a lot of them were Mumerim, were Yidden, they'd gone off Yiddishkeit, and they knew a lot of Chazal. And it seems they knew what they were doing, and they put in the Kapitlach in many places. We see it. This is one of the places they put in the Kapitlach just at the wrong place. They waited another passage, and it would be more suitable.
Why was it accepted in the commotion? That's
the case. Why?
Yeah.
Because the debates,
there's a long arich about it, because the printing was in the hands of the Mitzvah.
Yeah, but as far
as they are, because the
so you can now get the Masa, it was before printing.
It wasn't before printing. Yes. It wasn't before printing. It wasn't before printing. Any Kapitel Yud Zayin.
No. But they did have, they had the Marim Kodesh, because the Galoche, they were competent. Were forced to have debates with the government, and they made these sort of matter of goodness. Later on, it built faith in the government.